Blog Talk Radio.
You know, I just come on stage at one of the big blues shows, and a lady come up to me, she say, "Mr. Rob, I gotta ask a favor of you." I said, "What is it, sis?" She said, "Before we leave tonight, would you have a little moment of prayer with me?" I said, "Yes, ma'am, I ain't got no problem with that." I said, "But what we gonna be praying about?" She said, "Well, Mr. Rob, I'm just going through it." She said, "I'm catching hell right now." She said, "My sons, they've been out there fooling with them drugs and trying to thug and about to go to penitentiary. And my daughter, she got two babies and she ain't taking care of them, so I got to step in and do what's right." She said, "And then I met this guy, he's a real nice guy," she said, "but he lied to me. I didn't know he had nobody, so now living the life of being a side piece," she said. "I wasn't raised like that, Mr. Rob, and to be honest, I just feel so ashamed, kind of like depressed." She said, "Yeah. And my friend girls, they talk about me so bad. She said, it's like I'm even scared to go to church, because folks around here, they just been whispering and everybody knows my business." I said, "You tell them all one thing.
Please don't judge me.
Stop trying to judge me.
God is not finished.
God is not finished.
He's still working on us all.
Don't you try to judge me. No.
He's not finished with me.
God's not finished with me yet." You know, I once heard a song saying, "Sweep around your own front door." And that's a true statement. Spend more time lifting each other up than tearing each other down.
Praise the Lord. Please don't judge me. Praise the Lord. You know, I just give honor to God. I thank God for being here. Thank God for life, health, and strength. Thank and praising God for each and every one that came out to be with us today. And I tell you, that song, when you really look at it, look back on your life. We all go through things. And rather than somebody help us, they would rather talk about us. Glory be to God. But you know, the blessing is that God steps in every time and he sees us through. That's a blessing all by itself. And I just thank God for that. Thank God for everything. I ask you all to pray my strength in the Lord. Brother D, are you with me?
I'm here.
Open us up in a word of prayer, Brother D.
Amen.
He with you, Sister Mary. He had a little noise, though. I had to close him and open back up.
Right.
He with you, though.
Right.
Oh, okay.
I laid over on the phone. Amen. But God is always able. We want to ask each and every one that's listening, if you will, bow your heads, give God your heart. Give God your ear. We want you to pray along with us as we pray. Father God, we come before you this evening. Father, we stop at the throne of grace, Lord, just to tell you thank you. Father, we want to thank you for what you've already done in our lives. We thank you for how you touched us this morning, allowing us to get up to start a new day. And then, Father, we want to just tell you thank you for, as we walk around in our home, we're able to find all our loved ones doing fine.
We
just say thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Father.
Father, we want to tell you thank you for how you guide us all through the day, knowing that the death angel was just around the corner, which you allowed your angels to hover around us and keep us from any hurt or harm or danger. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. Father, as we prepare to embark upon our service today, we ask that you would touch the speaker, that whatever comes from her, it comes from you. We know that when we come out of 66, Lord, we know that we are in tune with you. And knowing that when we are led by you, Father, we can't go wrong. And we just say thank you, Lord. Thank you. Whether that you continue to guide us, continue to keep us, Lord Jesus. Knowing if you keep us, Father, we'll surely be kept. We need you, Lord, like we've never needed you before. We find that death is just on a rampage right now. We find that killing has lost their mind. But, Lord, we know that you are able to turn this thing around.
Yeah.
We ask that you touch hearts, minds,
please
touch souls right now. Bless right now, Father. Father, these blessings among men, we ask in your darling son Jesus' name. It is a heart say amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Truly thank Brother D for that beautiful prayer. I hear them say that we need God more right now than we ever need him before, and that's such a true thing. Each and every day of our life, we need more and more Jesus. Once again, thank you, Brother D, for that prayer. We're going to go ahead into our message. And just for a little thought today, I'm going to say, shall we continue in sin? And we're going to go to Romans 6th chapter. We're going to start at the first verse. I said 1 through 10, but I don't think I'm going to make it to 10. But I thank God we're going to do a little teaching today. We're just going to talk. And we're going to talk about Jesus. You know, that's always a great conversation.
Yes, it is.
To
yes,
talk
it is.
About Jesus.
Talk about Jesus.
A lot of people, I know yeah. the people I know that don't want to hear about Jesus, but if you tell them about some junk and mess, they all excited for him.
Mm-hmm.
So why can't we get excited about Jesus?
About Jesus. Come
oh,
on now.
God. I just thank God for today. I thank God for Jesus because Jesus is our everything. And we don't seem to realize it. Because if we did, we would do everything in our power to get ourselves right, to get ourselves saved so that we would be with him one day. Now, Romans 6, 1 and 2, well, I'm going to read verse 1 through 6, and then I'm going to go back, and we're going to talk on all the six verses. And when we say then, I'm sorry, what shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? God forbid. How shall we that are dead to sin live any longer therein? Know ye not that so many of us as were baptized into Jesus Christ were baptized unto his death? Therefore, we are buried with him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also shall walk in the newness of life. For if we have been planted together in the likeness of his death, we shall be also in the likeness of his resurrection. Knowing this, that our old man is crucified with him, that the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth we should not serve sin. Shall we continue in sin? Now, verse 1 and 2 was saying, what shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? Forbid. How shall we that are dead in sin live any longer therein? Now, what shall we say? Okay, this verse is suggesting the worst, the sin, the more abundance, the worse of the more the abundance of sin, the most more abundance of sin, the more abundance of that grace to pardon. May we not go on in sin so that grace of God may become magnified, God forbid. Now he's saying the greater the sin, the more abundance the grace. So God can pardon us in the forgiveness of our sin. But then he turned around and he said, so may we not go on in sin so that grace of God may become magnified. So in other words, he's saying now, why don't we just go on in sin? Because the more we sin, the more grace God's going to give us. But see, they missed that. But then he said on the end, he said, God forbid, it is not God's will that we should sin. Yes, the more the sin, the more abundantly God's grace is toward us. And you wonder why? Because he wants us to be saved. He wants us to understand he's not giving up on us. He wants us to be with him. So he saves us from our abundant amount of sin. But mind you, in his saving us, in his loving us, we're going to heaven, but we still got to pay for our sins. We got to repent. Oh, and brother and sister, we're going to suffer some things because of the sin that we committed while we were living on this earth, even now while we're still living. God will make us pay for those sins so that he can forgive us. He said, I'll take your sins and throw them into the sea of forgiveness. But don't think because he said, I'm going to throw them in the sea of forgiveness or forgetfulness, he's not going to make you repent and pay for those sins. Because you got to be clean. God is not going to accept you half-stepping. Romans 5:2 says, moreover, the law entered that offense may abound. But when sin abound, grace did much more abound. So when you begin to fall into more sin and God is saving you, then the grace of God will much more abound. God will show you so much love and care. He will protect you from the things that you're into. See, God just wants you to be saved. And he'll do whatever it takes to do to pull you out of sin and set your feet on solid ground. But the thing is also, brothers and sisters, you have got to be willing. The greater the sin, the greater the grace. Now, the death of Jesus Christ is important for us because it has power over death. Death has no power over us because Jesus won the victory over death. When he died, went down in the grave, and he rose that third day morning. Death couldn't hold him. Glory be to God. He took the sting out of death. Before Jesus died, when people would die, they were shot. They died in agony, and they stayed in agony. If they was hurt real bad, they was in agony even in death. But when Jesus died, he took the stain out of death. And he took the victory over the grave. Death couldn't hurt him anymore. Dirt can't hurt us. Death can't hurt us anymore. And the grave can't hold us. Glory be to God. Because Jesus, he rose from the grave. He was resurrected. He was the firstborn of the resurrection. And because he was resurrected, we, glory be to God, will be resurrected as well. Look at how much God loves us. Love us so much that he suffered our sin. Now Romans 5:12 says, as by one man sin entered into the world, after Adam sinned, so all men are under the sentence of death. The penalty of death, all have sinned. See, when Adam was put into the Garden of Eden, there were no sins. And there were no sin in God's beautiful garden. There was nothing in that garden that would come up against God, do wrong in his Garden of Eden. Everything was beautiful. Everything was perfect. The Garden of Eden would have been our home. But Adam sinned. Glory be to God. He sinned, which caused man to sin. Every one of us sin even before we're born, because we are born in sin because of Adam. That's why the Bible tells us we're born in sin and shaped in iniquity. Because of Adam's sin that caused sins to fall on all of us, to trickle all through every generation that has come and the one that is to come. Now, Romans 6:23 says, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Christ Jesus, our Lord." The wages of sin is death. If we remain in sin, brothers and sisters, then we will die. And we will be judged by God back to hell. The wages of sin is death. But the gift of God, what is the gift of God? The gift of God is the Holy Ghost that was sent back from Jesus Christ our Lord. For he said when he went away, he was said to his disciples, "I'm going away, but I will not leave you comfortless. I will send you back a comforter that will keep you until I come again." And that comforter was not only for the disciples, but it was also for me, you, you, and you. Glory be to God. It is for every man that confesses salvation in Christ Jesus, that repents of our sin. We wonder, well, I haven't did anything, so why am I repenting? Brother and sister, you was born in sin, shaped in iniquity. Well, it wasn't me that sinned, it was Adam. But because Adam sinned, that causes you to come to this world in sin, you and me and all of us. So therefore, we have to repent of our sin. We must repent. God forbid, how shall we that are dead to sin live any longer, brethren? How are we that are dead to sin live any longer? Glory be to God. Now, the reason for not living in sin, for the baptized believers, death to sin nullifies simply means you no longer live in sin, so therefore sin no longer have a hold on you. When Jesus died, sin was nullified. But see, we walk in sin and we sin because it is our choice. God give us our own choices. He didn't take that from us. So we got to choose heaven or hell. But then God sent his son, Jesus Christ, to save us so that we would turn away from sin and walk in the newness of life. walk and be like him. Glory be to God. That just goes to show you how much God loves you. God loves us. He loves us so much, even in our sin. He loves us. Even though we have a choice, he still has people out feeding the word to you, giving the word day in and day out, trying to make the people see that you can have eternal life if you turn from your sinful ways and choose God. Choose salvation. Choose eternal life. This life on this earth right now, to some of us, might seem exciting. Glory be to God. But you will not spend your eternity here on this earth. And if you don't come up and repent and be baptized, be saved, sanctified, and being cleaned up, and filled with God's precious Holy Ghost, then hell will be your home. But see, when we are filled with God's Holy Ghost, when we're sanctified, when we're baptized in Christ Jesus, we're going to seek to do right every day of our life, even in hard times. Sometimes we might get thinking mad, but our Bible tells us, get mad, but sin not. Some of us get mad and we rap back and curse so loud and so hard until we don't understand that we're giving our lives to the devil, that we are turning our back on God, but yet we're professing that we're saved and we think it's all right to say anything, but in Christ Jesus, it is not, brothers and sisters. It is not. We think it's all right to do anything, but in Christ Jesus, it is not. Cares should not be for things in this world, but our cares should be seeking the kingdom of God. Our cares should be seeking to be just like him. Our cares should be thanking Jesus every day of our life for dying for us and allowing us to live and allowing us to receive his precious gift of the Holy Ghost. Brothers and sisters, it is free. There is no charge for the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. The only charge is giving God your heart, so that he can save you, so that you can be with him one day. Oftentimes you look at it, some people do everything they think they can do that is against the will of God, that is wrong and just don't want to do right. But God let them live on, and let them live on, because he given them a chance to be saved. In your living, God gives you a chance to be saved. Brother and sister, when you die, you can't wait until you die and then seek salvation. You have to get it while you're living, while the blood is running warm in your veins. You have to get it right now. And there is no price. A lot of us go to these big old churches and them big famous preachers miss you out of everything you got. And if you don't have nothing, you definitely cannot sit in the front, because they don't want nobody to see that poor, broke person in this marvelous church. But just think, these big, beautiful churches are nothing compared to the new heaven and the new earth, the new Jerusalem that is going to come down out of heaven. There is nothing that man can build on this earth that is can be compared to what God has in store for us. What did the verse say? He said, ears have not heard, eyes have not seen, neither has it entered into the heart of man the things that God has in store for them that love him. Glory be to God. God gives us a glimpse in this Bible of the things that he has in store for us. But we choose to turn our back on it. We choose the world over the Almighty God. What's wrong with that? Glory, hallelujah. What is wrong with us? 4 and 5 says, therefore, we are buried with him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we should walk in newness of life. If we live for God, brothers and sisters, we will walk in the newness of life. That old man will be no more. Everything will be new, glory to God. We will be a new man. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. That know no sin. That's no longer in sin. That's walking upright. Glory, hallelujah, Jesus. So just remember that we are buried with him by baptism into his death. He died for us. He died to save us. He died so that we would be with him in heaven one day, that we would be able to walk the streets of gold. We will be able to worship and praise God. We will be happy. We will not be sick. We will not be tired. And brothers and sisters, we won't die no more, for that will be our eternal life. Glory be to God. For if we have been planted together in the likeness of his death, we shall be also in the likeness of his resurrection. In the likeness. Our Bible tells us when Jesus comes back and when the angel blows his horn, the dead in Christ will rise and meet him in the air. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. We make it, God bless us, and we make it through judgment, and our name is in that book of life. Then we can shout hallelujah. But that's going to be a good time. Glory, hallelujah. That great resurrection. Hallelujah, Jesus. We just don't seem to understand what God has for us. We don't understand how much God loves us. He loves us so much. He gives us all these opportunities to be saved. Then we get saved, and what we do, we turn around and go back into the world, because in our little puny minds, the world is better to us than Almighty God. Glory be to God. Let us open our eyes Glory. If we cannot see spiritually, pray and ask God to open your eyes. Take the scales off your eyes so that you can see him, so you can understand, so that you can recognize, so you will know what you're seeking. Hallelujah, Jesus. We are seeking eternal life, brothers and sisters. We don't want to die and go to a devil's hell and live in hell eternally where there would be weeping and gnashing of teeth. There would be a fire that would be unquenchable. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. And there would be no water down there. You can't ask, give me a drink of water because I'm hot. Then you think back to your life on this earth. Freely had water to drink. Not only the physical water, but that living water, that spring in your belly, a well of water that springs up to eternal life. Glory be to God. We have that chance right now to be with God eternally. Just look at our lives now. We go through so much. Hallelujah, Jesus. All we can do is moan and grumble and cry. But see, there will be no more crying, no more moaning. Everything is going to be happy, hotty, hotty. Everything is going to be good. Hallelujah. For us. Because, brothers and sisters, we're talking about the spirit man that's going to go back to God. This beautiful body that God has made for us is only temporary. When we die, brothers and sisters, this body is going to turn back to dust for which it's come. And it will be no more. But the spirit man, the spirit that God blew into the nostril man, a part of him, his spirit cannot die. So he made a hell for the unsaved. But the saved, hallelujah, will live eternally with God. Hallelujah. That man that had, or that woman that had diabetes and legs and arms was amputated. Glory be to God. That spirit is going to be whole. Hallelujah. There will be no more sickness in that body. Hallelujah, Jesus. That person, hallelujah, Jesus, that's in pain all the time and the doctor can't seem to do anything about it. There will be no more pain. Hallelujah, Jesus. Mm. Just think of the things that we sit down here and cry about. That's why I pray constantly for my children, because when Jesus comes back, they're going to have to stand for themselves. I can't stand for them. Glory. But I live the light that they can see. And if they want to talk about mama, that's all right. I'm still a child of God. And I love you as long as breath in my body, but I'm going to live according to the will of God, and I'm not going to let nothing turn me around. Nothing is going to separate me from the love of God. Nothing. Hallelujah, in Christ Jesus our Lord. Nothing. Hallelujah, Jesus. You know, I talk to people and they debate on how Jesus looks. I told a lady today, I said, sweetie, God don't care how God don't care how we look. I said there's nowhere in the Bible that you're going to find a description of Jesus. She said, well, it says he got white hair and his feet is bronze. I said, sweetie, if you notice, that's in Revelation. That's when Jesus was glorified and went back to the Father. That white hair is the wisdom. That bronze body is the glory of God. It's not the man, the body that walks this earth. That glory has been glorified. That body's been glorified. That's the power thing I ever seen. It's in the book of Isaiah, and I don't even have a verse. I should have got it before I got on the phone. But it said he was comely, and he was not a man that any woman, any man, any woman would look at. God didn't send him here for that. I have heard preachers say, well, you know he slept with men. Look, if God don't tap me on my shoulder and tell me different, I will argue them to the bitter end. No, he did not. Jesus knew no sin. He did not come to this earth to sin. He came here to save. But we get so within ourselves and our mind gets so sinful that we cannot discern right from wrong. Brothers and sisters, don't let no one, I don't care who it is, your mother, father, sister, brother, your children, no one tell you anything that Jesus Christ did wrong on this earth. The only thing he did was healed, saved, and sent back the Holy Ghost for us. He died for us. He rose again so that we could rise. The man that knew no sin and didn't live according to sin. He said, I came to do the work of him that sent me, the works of my Father that sent me. And that was his focus throughout his walk on this earth, was to do the will of his Father that sent him. Ephesians 4:22-24 says that ye put off concerning former conversation the old man which is corrupt according to the deceitful lust. Put off the old conversation. That man that would say anything, be it wrong, be it right, or whatever. The things that you used to say, say it no more. If you pray, God would give you a new way of talking. He would take them old bad words out of your mouth and give you a brand new word. That's how much he loves you. He don't take that personality from you. He take it, he enhance it, and he use it for himself. So it says that ye put off concerning the former conversation, the old man which is corrupt according to the deceitful lust. Deceitful lust. Deceitful lust. Satan deceiving you day by day, and you listening and you following and you're walking in it. And in every day, God giving you a chance to be saved. But if you don't listen and hear him, then you won't make it to heaven. Because, see, you didn't walk upright before God. And I'm not just saying you, as everybody didn't walk upright before God, and he was not pleased with you. Glory be to God. Verse 23 said, "And be renewed in the spirit of your mind." Don't you know God can renew that mind? And all the cursing and the fussing and the fighting that you do with your mouth and the destroying of your friends, of people, of your enemy with your mouth, be renewed in the spirit of your mind. And the way you used to think, you won't think that way no more. That's why we all want to be just like Jesus. Look how much, how bad the people did him. Even Satan get into God's people, and when Jesus cast them out, some of them he just ripped and tore and did everything to them before he would even come out. Look at how people look at the children of God and try to find ways to destroy them, talk about them, mistreat them. I'm not going to say you won't be hurt because you're human, but take it to God in prayer. Glory, hallelujah. Don't let man cause you to be so angry that you can hear to perceive right from wrong. Some of us, get so mad that nobody can tell us anything. I don't want to hear. I'ma do this. I'ma do that. Is that the mouth of God's child? Is that the mouth of one saying that I'm saved, I'm sanctified, I'm filled with God, precious Holy Ghost? Is that the mouth of one saying I'm going to be saved, I want to be with Jesus? No, it's not. No, it's not. God's people, it's going to always be talked about. That's the way of the world. People are going to talk about you. But listen, brothers and sisters, they talked about Jesus and compared to him. They talked about Jesus. So who are we? Our feelings get hurt, but let us go home. Let us go somewhere, sit down, pray, talk to God about it, brush ourselves off, and be ready to start another day. Verse 24 said, and that ye put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. See, a lot of sanctified people have made up their own holiness. They have made up their own tongue. But my Bible tell me you speak in tongue as the Spirit of God give you utterance. I had a lady at one church, she says, well, I teach the new saints, which is fine. But then she said, I also teach them how to speak in tongue. I said, you what? So my Bible tell me that you speak in tongue as the Spirit of God give you utterance. I say, when I started speaking in tongue, I was looking around at the other people of the church. And it was a minute before I even heard myself, but I couldn't stop it. I didn't even try. So we don't let nobody try to tell us, come on, brother, sister, I'm going to teach you how to speak in tongues. That's the one you need to say, loose up out of here, Satan. That's the one you need to go back and be renewed. 1 Peter 21:22 says, for even here unto were ye called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that we should follow his steps. He left his disciples as an example for us to write this Bible. And I know the Old Testament was already written, but he still left the record so that we can read and know about the things that God did, about the things that the people did, because even in wrongness, he didn't hold it up. He did not print it. He told it. He didn't keep it. He didn't hide it. But then he showed how they repented and how he accepted them. Glory be to God, who did no sin, neither was guile found in his mouth. Jesus Christ did not sin his whole 33 years on this earth. He had no cause to sin because he was God. He made us. He said in one of the books of songs, he said when he created the heaven and earth, he said, I was there. He talked on how he watched his father and how he did the things that his father did. Jesus Christ knew no sin. He bears our sin. Jesus was the perfect substitute in his death for the sons of mankind. Jesus was the perfect substitute for man to be saved. That was his purpose for coming to earth, to save man so that we would be with him and the Father one day. Man was in so much sin that God was upset. And to appease his father, he didn't mind doing it. He said, I'll go down and I will redeem man back to you. Glory be to God. And we think we suffered. We have went through nothing compared to what Jesus Christ has went through. Romans 6:6 says, know this, that our old man is crucified with him, that the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth we should not serve sin. Hallelujah. That old sinful body just going right on back to dust on whence it comes. And I pray that we all meet Jesus in there. That we all live eternally with God the Father and Jesus Christ. That old man, our old self, all that a person is before salvation is made old by the presence of the new life in Christ Jesus. See, that old man passed away. And then all things become new. Even your body, the way you walk, the way you talk, the way you think, the way you carry yourself, the way you dress, the way you look at people. Glory be to God. John 5:18 says, we know that whosoever is born of God sinneth not, but he that is begotten of God keepeth himself, and that wicked toucheth him not. When you are born of God, you're going to do everything in your power to get it right. You're going to do everything in your power not to sin. But if you should sin, you should quickly repent. Be like David. David sinned and he was quick to repent. Glory be to God. God know we human. But we also got to let God see, Lord, we doing all we can to walk upright before you. Some things that we sin, we don't even know it's a sin because our mind, our thoughts, is not like God. Only God knows. That's why we repent daily. Lord, forgive me for my sin. And a lot of people like to say known and unknown, but God already knows that. So we repent daily. So that even if we just did something little and didn't even know it, we already covered for it, for we have repented. And God has forgiven. Glory be to God. I truly thank God for each and every one that came out tonight. I'm going to take this few minutes, and I'm going to open up the floor. Anyone that want to add something, want to say something, want to ask questions about this lesson, or even have a testimony, or just want to talk, I have an issue you want to talk about or not sure about, then we're here. So I'm opening the floor right now for anyone who wants to open their mouth, ask question, or even read a verse in the Bible if you so choose. The floor is open.
Sister Marion, if you don't mind, just do a special prayer for my morning show brothers. We've been having a rough time on this morning show. We've been doing some ungodly stuff. We've been saying some ungodly things to each other. We need prayer, Sister Mary. We need prayer.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Amen. Yeah. I tell you, I just love you so much, brother dog. You don't you're not embarrassed. You don't even feel bad about coming forth and telling it like it is. God is satisfied with the fact that you don't mind repenting. Yes, and you amen. Acknowledge yes. you're wrong. Just keep on doing what you're doing.
Yes. Yes.
Glory be to God. You look up one day, you'll say, I remember when I used to be.
Yes.
But I thank God.
I feel guilty, though. I feel guilty because I keep doing things I know I shouldn't do, but I keep going back and praying that I can do better, but I keep doing it. So, man, I keep backsliding.
He wants you to, brother. He wants you to feel guilty. He wants you to feel a little more guilty each and every time that you do wrong.
And the guilt, brother dog, is God making you feel guilty like that.
Yeah.
God knows your heart. And when God begins to worry you like that, he's going to bring you in. He has his own time.
But praise God for you. As I was coming up, you know, the Jehovah's Witnesses used to come to our house all the time. And And I always heard the preacher say, you don't force God on nobody. But I see a couple of my brothers that's on the show today. I see them. I wish they maybe come forward and ask for forgiveness also. Maybe that might make another person come up, you know. They might get tired of hearing it from me by now, because I've been kind of preaching it. Maybe some of these other guys that know they're doing wrong come up and say it. Maybe that'll help somebody else too, Sister Mary. Because Brother D know what I'm talking about.
You know, Brother Dog, this Wednesday night show is open to help people in any circumstances. But they have got to want to be saved. They got to want God. They got to want to repent. They got to want to show God, I can do better, God.
Yeah, you
can
have
the only
one.
Thing
a lot
you
of them,
can do.
Just matter, a lot of them should just come forward. Like I said, they thank the God for just blessing them. Because just some of the stuff we do, like Brother D said and a couple more people I heard, it's a blessing just for God to wake us up each morning. It's a blessing for him just to wake us up each morning. That is something to be praising him for right there.
That's your greatest blessing of the day, dog. The greatest blessing of the day.
But
that's
see,
the greatest
people
blessing
think.
Of the day if he wake you up.
People think, Brother Dog. You hear a lot of people say, well, I'm saved. Don't say they got the Holy Ghost, but they'll say, I'm saved. So if you're saved, you should be working, cleaning yourself up, working toward receiving the Holy Ghost. So you read the Bible, right? So you should know it is not God's will for you to run around cursing people. God does not put cursing words in your mouth. That is the work of the devil. The one that we serve, that is not the word or the will of God.
Sister Mary, how do we, you know, if you got a grudge against somebody, how do we not hold a grudge against somebody? I mean, you know, we got people out here, and some of my friends, and right now they're holding grudges against each other. How do we stop holding grudges against each other?
You know, the only way you're going to stop holding grudges, Brother Dog, is to pray and to get into that Bible. But I tell you something. If you trust and if you believe, Psalm 23, read that psalm every day, two or three times a day, and pray. And watch God start changing your heart. Because I know you'll do it. And I've seen him work through that psalm. My sister that is dead now, body, used to smoke. And she was sick and she was still trying to sneak and smoke. And I told her one day, God told me to tell her, and I'm just crazy enough to do what God say do. He said, tell Bobby to read the 23rd Psalms three times a day. And I told her, and she did it. And she, when I knowed anything, she wasn't even smoking anymore. God had took the taste of cigarette from her mouth because of her obedience, because she believed me when I told her. So don't think that God won't fix it for you. You got to believe and trust him. And when somebody else gets mad and rare up and curse you, don't curse them back. Don't curse them back. Man, I love you. If they don't want to hear it, walk off. God bless you. Go walk off. And when they come
back. Sister Mary, what you doing on the morning show? You was on the morning show?
No.
That's exactly what just happened. Sister Mary, have you been on the morning show, Sister Mary? You've been on the morning show, Sister Mary. We just
no,
talked about that probably an hour ago. Brother D, you know what I'm talking about. Hold on a minute. We got.
Tell him if ain't he been on the morning show.
Big Eddie. Hold up, Sister Mary. We got our hand up. Big Eddie, what you got, Big Eddie? Come on out the bushes. Big Eddie, your mic is open, Big Eddie. Somebody open Big Eddie mic. Maybe he didn't mean him open it. Go ahead, Sister Mary. Go ahead, Brother D.
But no, I didn't. I don't even listen to the morning show.
No. Now, what I meant, that was in a good way. We just had people that was cussing
right.
each other out, and we told them to walk away. What I'm
yeah.
just saying, that was in a good way, Sister Man. Not
right.
I ain't talking
about
the
that's
morning.
That's
a
blessing.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
That's
right.
good.
Right.
That's a blessing.
Yeah. No, he's talking about
everything that I'm talking about now, but I wasn't on
right.
the morning show. But
No. We ain't talking about depression.
He's not talking about depression. He's not talking about God's plan. He's talking about the drag racing part of the morning show.
Oh, Lord, no.
A lot of the drag racers get together, and it's just a big old party line, and we call it the morning show. And what he's saying is that you're touching so close that you're just hitting home run after home run about what they
mm-hmm.
were feasting on the morning show. That's why he said you was on the morning show, because you're just feasting on it right now.
Praise the Lord.
But God just works that way.
And one of the guys on the show, Sister Mary, said exactly the same thing. But he said, if somebody cussing me out, I just can't turn around and walk away. I'm going to cuss them back out. But then one guy said, no, just leave it alone. And when you said that, that's what I was talking about.
Praise God. And that's what you do. You have to leave it alone. It might hurt your feelings. But your feelings will be all right. Walk away.
Yeah.
Walk away, pray for him, mm-hmm. and treat him better than he treats you. It'll get better.
Amen.
Because, see, we have to do what God, we have to handle things the way that God
right
wants us to handle it. If we do it our way, Brother
right
Dog, we're going to make a mess.
Mm-hmm. Well, Sister Matt, hold on. Big Eddie raised his hand. I don't know if he knew it. Big Eddie, did you want to say something, Big Eddie? 312-1227. Hello? Okay, not a deed by accident. Okay, go ahead, Sister Mary. I'm sorry.
Well, let me say this right quick. Anyone out there that want to say something, don't be ashamed. Don't feel
Amen.
Embarrassed.
Amen.
Because, listen, if we are ashamed to own God before man,
Amen.
He said, you're ashamed to own me before man. He said, I would be ashamed to own you before my Father, which is in heaven. And we don't want to do that.
Yeah.
We don't want to do that.
And see, dog, I say this. When you hear Chief say you have to walk away, see, the guys on that morning show, on this racing show, we know it's a show of heathen. They all are outside of the will of God. And
mm-hmm.
when you are feasting in Satan's work, then you know 99.9 you won't walk away. But see, when you on the inside and the Lord is on the inside of you, then you have something that will cause you to walk away. The Bible says turn the other cheek. The Bible says pray for them that they spitefully misuse you. See, when you're on the outside, it's almost impossible for you to pray for someone that misuse you, because you're doing the same work that they're doing. You're walking, you're talking, you're feasting in the devil's work.
And that's true. And that's true. And sometimes Amen. It might be hard to pray for them. But pray for them if you don't say nothing but, Lord, bless that person and bless me that I will learn to deal with this, that I will be able to draw them to you. Now, you say it's a lot of heathens. Think about it, Brother D. I have to bring Paul back into this scenario. Paul was nothing but a heathen going
mm-hmm.
around killing God's people. What did God do for him? Did he change him? He changed
mm-hmm.
him. And the thing he was doing against God's people,
mm-hmm.
he turned and he began to save God's people, and he was fighting the ones that was against God's people.
Mm-hmm.
God can change the worst of us. There is nothing that God cannot do, and there's nothing God can't change. God
Amen.
Can change it. I don't care what. even the ones on that morning show. I hope they all start coming to listen, but just don't come with controversy because I don't do that. But I wish they would listen, get this Bible, and went on finish. Read the Bible. Read the word for yourself. And if you have any questions, if you do not understand, then we will help you to understand. Brother Dahl used to ask questions all the time. He don't ask as much as he used to because God began to open up his understanding to the word. And he's beginning to understand better and better day by day. And that's because he's seeking to understand. He wants to understand. If you're not seeking anything from God, then you're not going to get it. Because you got to seek it with your whole heart.
Amen.
So I just wish some of them that doesn't say anything, that have a problem, I wish they would say something. Because God reigns on the just as well as the unjust. God, it is God's will. Everyone is saved.
Amen.
Everyone. You think about it, when Jesus walked this earth and somebody came up to him and said, I'm sick. Father, Jesus, will you heal me? He turned no man away. No man.
Well, all right. Well, Sister Mary, ain't no more hands up. So if you don't mind, whenever you get, before you close out, would you do a special prayer for one of my brothers, Brother Tim House? I want you to do a special prayer for Brother Tim House and hoping all is well with him. And his well-being is good. So if you don't mind, that's my special request for today. Thank you.
All right. Well, I'm going to ask the question. Do anybody else have a special request? Okay. Brother D, did you have a special request?
No, actually, as always, just pray for the world. Asking the Lord to guide this sinful world we in, you know. The world just needs prayer. It's like every day you pick up your phone, you turn your TV on. Every 15 minutes you hear of a killing. Someone has carjacked someone, they killed someone. So we just need to just ask the Lord just to come in and bless.
Amen, amen. There was a woman a couple of days ago, Brother Dog, I think she's in Texas. A white lady lived next door to this black woman, she who had children, and they were both renting, and she didn't want her kids out there playing. She called them the old nigger snake slaves, and she would give them the finger. I'm like, no, not this old woman. I mean, she wasn't a baby by far. And she would curse at them and talk about them. And she threw a skate and hit one of her kids one day. Kid on the yard playing. Not even concerned about her. And he told his mother, and his mother, him and his mother went over there to talk to the woman. That woman shot through the door and killed that woman and said she was coming over here to harm me. And it was pure hatred. And I wish people would understand. I don't care what position you have, how much money you have. God didn't make one man better than the other, no matter what color you are. And we need to get that out of our heads because we are no better than anyone else. Could just humble ourselves. We would start seeing things differently, and we would start thinking differently. But I suggest to every one of you, take it to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, right now in the name of your Son, Jesus, Father God, we thank you for this day. Father God, we thank you for your words that came forth today, Jesus. Father God, we thank you for our brothers and our sisters, the listeners, dear God. Father God, they're so faithfully listen every week, every Monday, every Tuesday. And Father God, I ask you to bless them, Father God. Father God, let them soak in your word, Father God. Father God, give them a mind and one day they'll open their mouth and make a comment, Father God. The ones that actually have a problem, give them the mind to open their mouth one day and says, I need to know Jesus. Glory be to God. Father God, just bless them all. Father God, anyone on this line that is sick, Father God, I have any type of issue, Father God, even financial, Father God, we ask you to touch right now in the name of your son, Jesus. Father God, we ask you to heal them, Father God. Father God, the one that's struggling financially, Father God, bless them financially, Father God. In the name of Jesus, for I know you will do it. Father God, you said to ask and believe and we will receive, Father God. I believe, God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, and the brothers on the morning show, Father God, you know them and you know all about them. Father God, you know them name by name. Father God, you even know every hair that's on their head. Father God, in the name of Jesus, touch them, Father God. Give them a brand new way to talk. Father God, give them a brand new way to walk. Father God, give them a brand new way to think, God. Father God, bless them that they will start getting more interested in the word, Father God. Father God, we know it's all right for them to raise, Father God, but don't put anything before you, God. Father God, for I know, God, you would not be second in anyone's life, Father God. Father God, let them understand to seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And everything else will be added unto them. Once they can receive, they can understand that, they can perceive that, then they will receive, God. Father God, bless them in the name of your son, Jesus. Father God, the ones that hold grudges, Father God. Father God, take the grudge away from them, God. Father God, put love in their heart, Father God. Show them, Lord, how to love. Teach us, Lord, how to love like you love, God. Father God, I see your son hanging on the cross. And he looked up and said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they are doing. Father God, I ask you to forgive them, Father God, and get them interested in getting to know you, Father God. Father God, bring them closer and closer to you. Father God, give them a mind to want to know your word. Father God, give them a mind to want to know exactly who you are. Father God, give them the mind to know your son, Jesus Christ, because without Jesus, no one will enter into heaven, Father God. Father God, you said that we can only make it in through your son, Jesus Christ, who gave his life for us. He paid the price. He was the ransom for us. Father God, and we just want to thank you, Lord. Father God, and I lift Brother Tim up to you, Father God. Father God, in the name of your son, Jesus, Lord. Father God, I know, Lord, preachers can have problems just like anybody else, Father God. Father God, open up his mind, his heart, Father God. Father God, and bless him to understand. Father God, is you first, Lord. Father God, if he would only understand, if he would just come to you with his issues, Father God. Father God, help him to understand that raising is not going to get him into heaven, Father God. Raising will not get the pain out of your body, Father God. Bless him, Father God, that raising, Father God will not stop his problems, Father God. Father God, the blessing, Father God, that he'll turn, hallelujah, and give it to you, Jesus. Father God, bless him, Father God. Father God, don't let him turn his back on you, Father God. Father God, for he can be saved, Father God. Father God, only you, Father God. No, Father God, the thoughts of his mind, hallelujah, you know his heart, God. Father God, in the name of your son, Jesus, let him know we love him, Father God. Father God, that no man is coming up against him, Father God, but we're sending up our prayers for him tonight, Father God. Strengthen him in the name of your son, Jesus. Father God, bless him, Father God, to repent of the things that he's doing. Father God, I give it back to him, Father God, just like he recites every time he gets on the radio, Romans 10:9-10. Hallelujah, that if you shall confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and shall believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believe and unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Father God, give him that repentant heart, Father God. Father God, give him a mind to turn back to you, Father God. Father God, for you, Lord, and only you has to be first in our lives. Father God, lay your loving arms around him, Father God. Father God, let him know you got him, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Father God, touch him right now, Father God. Father God, take him from that morning show. Let him get his mind back on you, Father God. And once he's settled in you, God, and only in you, then he can go back to his ways. Father God, but you have to do things decent and in order. But in all things, we must acknowledge God. In all things, we must put God first in our lives. Don't let nothing, I don't care how much you love raising, I said don't let nothing separate him from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Glory be to God. Father God, and we ask you to bless the world, Father God. Father God, from north, east, south to west, bless the world, God. Bring your people together, Father God. Glory be to God. Bring your people and teach them to love God. Father God, look like hatred, hallelujah, has renewed itself in this world, God. Father God, the blessed, Father God, hallelujah, that they are turned from their hateful ways, that they would see their brothers and sisters, no matter what color, what tongue, what religion, what creed, Father God, then love them, Father God. For our Bible tells us that God is love. We cannot walk around hating our brothers and sisters and loving you, God, whom we've never seen, and hating our brothers that we see every day. Father God, we ask you to touch right now in the name of your son, Jesus. Glory be to God. Father God, stop the killing on this earth, Father God. Father God, bless the people, that they will come together, Father God. Calm down, Father God, and let peace overcome them. Let calmness overcome them, that they will look at their brothers and see them in a new way, that they will look at their sisters and their children, God, and see them in a new light. Father God, right now in the name of Jesus, bless Brother Dexter, Father God. Touch his neck, Father God. He said he had surgery on his neck, and his neck hurts so bad. Father God, that I know there is no pain, there is no problem that you can't heal. Father God, right now in the name of your son, Jesus, I just ask you to touch and heal right now in Jesus' name. Father God, don't let him feel no pain, no repercussions from the surgery that he had, Father God, because I know once you do something, it is done. Father God, and I thank you. Father God, and continue to watch over Brenda and Mel, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Give us strength, Father God, to keep her grandbaby, Father God, and keep him from all hurt and all danger. Father God, I know you're able, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father God, this prayer, and all prayers, God, I bring to you in the name of your son, Jesus, I pray. Amen and thank God. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. And I would just like to announce on next Wednesday, same time, same station, be back with us for a time of reflection. And as always, God has a word for you. One thing I do know, God knows what the people need to hear. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And he confirmed himself. And he did that tonight when Brother Dawg spoke up that whosoever on the morning show said the same thing that I said, that was confirmation that God was speaking through him to whosoever he was talking to. Brothers, take heed. Take heed to the word of God. Glory, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. And on Tuesday night, be with us again on next Tuesday night, same time, same station, for Brother D and his hour of, and his gospel hour. Glory be to God. And it's just always a pleasure to hear the word of God. And I pray that God bless everyone that was on that morning show to hear that prayer and receive it in to the marrow of their bone. Let it go down to their heart and begin to work on them, God. And we thank God for each and every one of you in the name of Jesus. And I pray that you all continue to come out and be with us because truly we love having you. And I thank God for the word that he gives and for the people that receive it. I thank God for all of you. Pray my strength in the Lord. Back to Brother D, did you have anything you want to add?
No problem, Sister Mary.
Okay.
He might be, he might be still at work, baby.
Okay, so we're going to turn the service back into the hands of Brother Dawg, and we just love you all.
All right, Sister Mary, I'm going to go ahead and let you get out of here now without even playing a song, but we appreciate it. Powerful message. Thank you. Hope it reached somebody. Thank you, Sister Mary. God bless
you. You're welcome. God bless you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, Sister Mary is gone. I'm going to play this song. I didn't want to play this song while she rings.
You know, we all experience situations from time to time that steal our joy. That's why my prayer is that everyone that would hear this song would become encouraged and inspired to stay strong.
I believe no matter what the problems in your life,
no matter what the problems,
God's gonna make it right.
God can fix anything.
No matter what you fear or the troubles late at night, God's gonna make it right.
You don't have to be afraid. God's on your side.
And when you're down, he will never let you fall.
I believe that no matter what you're going through right now,
God's gonna make it right.
But
all right, that just I should have played that earlier, but I didn't. Hope y'all knuckleheads out there straighten up out there. We getting pretty rough over here. All right, guys, hit the win button. Darlington was raining out tonight, so I didn't have to work again tonight. So give me some rest. If I can get my doggone car situated, then I'll be all right. So I did get my part in today. My part come in today, and it was pouring down rain, and it's showing rain for a couple more days. But if I can get inside, I'll be able to take care of what I got to take care of. Kid, come on, hit the one button. I see you out there, kid. We through praying, kid. You can come on, hit the one button now. Big Eddie hit the one button earlier. He didn't know he hit it. Damn, his hand just stayed up. Big Eddie,
yeah.
You got your fat ass. Big Eddie.
Yeah.
Now you can talk. You hit the one button an hour ago, And I kept talking.
No, I didn't hit no one button. It must have accidentally went up, dog. I didn't hit it.
Okay. Kid, your mic open, kid.
Yeah.
What's going on, Big Ed? Big Ed, they say you had a silk suit on at the drag strip, man. A silk suit or something, man.
Hey, dog, that's all I had that was decent. All my clothes are so big on me now that I can't fit nothing. So I just put that on because, it didn't have, like, no belts and stuff like that. So I had to just make a way to make it stay up on me.
Okay. Well, I didn't know
man,
that.
Big
I
got
to go
like
shopping,
a,
dog.
Big Ed looked like a pimp from back in the 1970s.
Oh, come on.
All he needed was a hat.
Yeah.
I put the hat back because I couldn't wear my headset.
Yeah.
Okay.
What's up, kid?
Yeah,
hey, what's going on?
What's up, kid?
It's a personal friend of mine.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. All right, guys. We got a little free time, free fall, if y'all want to rap or something, or talk some jazz or something. I'm here. If you don't,
What part did you get in, dog?
Well, I ain't gonna be
too nosy.
I mean, you noticed I never did say it, so you know him. I didn't want you to know, right?
Mm-hmm.
I kept mentioning it, but I wouldn't tell what it was. But put it this way: the part I got, I can't do it myself. I need some help doing it. I can't even start doing it myself.
Well, Lil Mo got room for you, or you've probably been banned from his garage.
If Lil Mo had room for me, I wouldn't be on the show right now.
Oh, okay.
No, he ain't barred me, but everybody. Well, I'm gonna just say, I got it. If I can get it in there, if I can get it beat tomorrow, I'll be all right. Put it that way, kid. If I can get it beat
mm-hmm.
tomorrow. I got my fillers out. We know somebody to call me back. Of course, they say, I'll call you back and let you know. Of course, my phone ain't wrong. So, I mean, it might be like God. It might not come when I need to, but it come when I have it, though, Anyway.
Mm-hmm. Right,
If it do, it do. And if it don't, it don't. Put it that way.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Everything's
hey, dog.
Right. Talk to me. Big Eddie,
hey,
was
dog.
That your car? Mudbone with Mudbone on the side of it? That was your car?
Yes, sir.
Man, that's an ugly ass. I'm going to beat the dog doo-doo out of you, that ugly ass car, man.
Hey, dog, I just want to tell everybody we appreciate them coming out. We promoted real hard, and we got the car count. But them guys still had hard to join into the shootout, man. But we had a great time out there, man. Ain't nobody got nothing bad to say about the event, man.
Right on.
That's
good. And I heard it was hooking pretty good.
Man, it was hooking real good. One guy told me, he said, hey, man, that track is perfect, man. He said, I don't feel no bumps or nothing. I'm flying down through there.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Chuck was excited. He said, man, that track right, And
I heard
you heard
Chuck
Flop.
Chuck talking about y'all like a dog over there. Yeah, I heard Flop.
Oh, man, Chuck always going to do that,
y'all
man.
Fed him. Because y'all fed him. That's the only reason he said it, because y'all fed him, man. Flop is a freeloader.
Flop didn't go over to our food.
That what you think?
Nah, he didn't go to our food. I guess Lee didn't fed him, but not me.
Mm-hmm.
And Flop is a professional picnic basket stealer. He's a professional. y'all out there watching me and Flop going to be over there in the picnic basket.
Oh, yeah, he was over there, I think. But I got a chance to meet Flop. It was a pleasure, man, to meet him. And, I wish I could have got out on the track to meet Chemo, but I ain't get a chance to meet him. I ain't have the number to call him over where I was.
Oh, that was that dark spot I saw. It looked like a cloud walking over the track.
Oh, Black Chemo?
Oh, that was Chemo?
Yeah.
Yeah. Man, Detroit came out and supported us. And, man, it was
Flop gave y'all a good report yesterday. Flop came in.
Yeah, I heard it. I was on.
Okay. Yeah, he gave a good report yesterday,
Yes, sir.
When he ain't raising hair, he a good old advertisement commercial, man, when he ain't raising hair.
Yeah,
I'll be using sometime for my lawyer sometime. Every now and then I have to use it for my lawyer.
Yes, sir.
You a counselor, too. He can't keep his damn self out of trouble, but he know how to keep everybody else out of trouble. But he can't keep his damn self out of trouble.
Yeah, well, he ain't do nothing but tell the truth, and I appreciate him doing that.
Right on.
Yes, sir.
Anybody got Tate on? You know, Tate's race down in Steele, Alabama this week. Born to Grudge. Up in Piedmont, we got a little race going on up there, you know, so. Y'all done talked him up. I'm going on mute. Y'all done talked him up.
You ain't got to go on mute, man. Thank you, Eddie, for the good words, and everybody dog you too. And you about right.
Yes, sir.
I can't keep myself out of trouble, but I can help try to defuse somebody else's situation.
Right, right.
Yes, sir. Fly.
And I hit a ball up there, Eddie, so I'll be back.
Yes, sir. That's what I want to hear, man. We're going to try to do it again, man. We're going to do it the best we can, man.
There's a 3% chance I might be up there Sunday. It's a 3% chance.
I heard.
3% chance. If I get my power put on and do what I want, I'm going to try to get up there Sunday to get on somebody's rectum.
Well, I'm going to try to get somebody to bring me out there if you're up there, dog, because I got to meet you.
Well, like I said, ain't no guarantee. Plans didn't go. I thought I was going to be ready today, but I'm
yeah.
not. I thought I was going to be ready today. Then I don't know what I was going to do.
Yeah.
Right now, I'm not ready, so I don't know what I'm going to do. I don't know.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I got you.
But I'm thinking about something. I'm still thinking about just not even worried about that car. I'm thinking about just bringing the blue Mustang up there to try him anyway. But I hate to do that and go up there and get my butt whooped. But you know what?
Yeah.
I don't really
care.
I might.
Leak and Leon up this way, you might want to have second thoughts. Leak and Leon.
I already got second and third thoughts, and that's why I was coming, kid. That's the reason I was coming.
Oh, okay.
I got a better chance if I get my part put on what I was talking about.
Mm-hmm.
But I might just bring the car. He told me he was going to give me the back time the lane choice, which I don't know. I was going to run him head up, but I got a slimmer chance of winning with that car. I got my chances ain't as great to win with that car. But bad as I want him, I might sacrifice that, though. I might sacrifice that and come on up there.
Mm-hmm.
Let me sleep on it. Mm-hmm. I might sacrifice that and just come on up there and try him with that. I just, because it's bothering me. It's on my bucket list. I got to race him again. I got to have him. That pass I saw him took off this weekend, I wasn't impressed with that. He went out of track, but, man, slow that thing up.
Oh, man.
He got to leave the hole a bit better than that, though. Kids be deceiving, though. Yeah. Oh, shit started. My car shit started. It ain't nothing but an old 520 car. I believe he can beat that.
Mm-hmm.
I can't go for 520s with shit started. I'm going to tell you. I'm telling my time on that.
Mm-hmm.
Shit started on. I know he ought to be able to beat the 520. But you know what? I don't really care. I just want to come and whoop him. I just want to come up there and whoop him. A triumph. I just got a triumph again. Now, if he said, if I come up there, he'll come down here, I'm going to go up there and try him with his daughter. That's what I'm going to do. That's what I'll do. I'll do that. Somebody get him on the phone.
Somebody get Leaking on the phone.
We ain't going to be arguing and cussing and fussing. I just want to find out. He said, if I come up there, he'll come down here. Because by the time he come down here, I have my part put on by then.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what Brother D must, I hope he got Tate on the phone and not him. That Brother D in the wedding, but what you want, Brother D? What? Brother D.
Now, the great one is on. The great one on my line.
Who's the great? I'm not on your line.
I got Tate the greatest on.
Tate, now you can say that then. Okay. What up, Erat? Tate? What's up, Tate? The unfriendly ghost?
What up, doggy dog?
I can't call it, baby boy. Talk to me, baby boy. I'm glad you came on because I was about to make a mistake, though. If I kept talking to myself, I was going to talk myself into a headache. I was finna talk myself into a headache. Talk to me, brother.
Who is the headache now? Who is you talking about whooping on?
Now, hold on a minute now. I just got it. If they're real, I'll tell you what. If I let me check and see if Marigo. Marigo's in, oh, they're getting the oil change. If Marigo done did that oil change, I'll lock him in now to come with there. If Marigo ready to go. They were doing the oil change on it, and we broke the dipstick in it. We broke the dip. We got to try to get the dipstick out of it. If I get that Regal straightened out, I'm coming up there, Big Eddie. I'm coming up there with that Regal. I'm coming up there with Regal. And I want Jeremiah, too. I want Jeremiah, too.
Damn, not Jeremiah. Jeremiah.
Yes.
Jeremiah,
I tell you what I do. Oh, I can't do it. I can't do it back to back like that. But I come in there and knock Leakin off first, and I turn around 30 minutes later and knock Jeremiah off. Or I practice on Jeremiah and then knock Leakin off. Either one, whichever way they want to do it.
Dog, that's some strong words, man, for them boys. They live up here. They're not going to let you talk like that.
I tell you what, man. I done got pissed off. Get Megan on the phone. I'm gonna lock him out with the, I'm gonna lock him out and run it with the Grand National. I'm gonna run it with the Marigo. I'm gonna run it with Marigo. I done got mad. I'm like Pig now. I done got mad. The man just called me and said he got the dipstick out of my car. He said he did. They had to wet it back up, but they got it out. They broke it.
Hey dog, I tried to call him, but he ain't answer. But look here, dog.
He did not answer.
I got a chance.
He listening.
Uh-huh. I had a chance to sing my trance break live at the track, man.
Okay. Okay.
Damn, Eddie, I missed that, huh? I must have missed that.
Yeah, I sure sung it. Me, my grandbaby, Jeremiah, and a couple of my buddies that were standing around, they did the On the Motor part.
On the motor? On the motor?
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
All right.
Somebody got to have it on the page, because somebody got to be the post.
On the motor. On the motor.
Oh, I got that now. Hold on a minute. Y'all start getting somebody on there. We can get a little. Hey, Tate, don't you go nowhere, Tate. Tate, can you say nothing about your? I got you on to talk about your race, man. I know you get, don't say you got different
Hello.
People on here every day.
I hear you, dog. I'm leaving out tonight at about 11, so I'm just trying to get my shit together. I'm here,
dog. Dog, Jeremiah is on, dog. Jeremiah is on.
What's up, dog?
You want to try a little something?
When, dog?
Sunday at 4:01.
Vaughn ain't gonna be back.
Who ain't gonna be back?
Vaughn ain't gonna be back.
Oh, was Vaughn the only somebody can drive you? Vaughn the only one drive your car?
That's the only one driving it right now.
Oh man. I thought you and Steve had a problem with each other. I was gonna see, can't y'all settle it? Can't you and Steve want to settle y'all problem?
What kind of problem? He can't settle the problem the way I want to settle it. Unless he don't mind.
Yeah, he can. Yeah. I heard another day said, if you drive and he drive.
Well, dog, that's kind of like not going to happen. And skin boys, I can just see everything like that. Dog, you're wasting your time. And I mean,
On who part are they going to have them, Jeremiah?
On what? On my part, because I'm not turning my car off to race a lesser car. Get you some nitrous. Put it on your car.
Oh, no. Hold up.
Jeremiah, you got to listen to what he's saying.
Hold on, Rip. I got this, Rip. Ain't nobody asked you to turn that, though?
Okay, so he's driving your car. Okay, that's cool. Yeah, we can do that, but, I mean, we still at a stalemate because, like I said, Vaughn ain't going to be here. So,
It ain't about Vaughn. It's about you and Ken.
No, it is, because I'm not driving my car. So that's kind of like, that's why I say you're wasting your time. I'm not driving my car.
Brother, you was right, though. I should have went on that. The article was that Ken said you and him had a problem with each other. You said
right,
you driving, he's driving.
Here's the issue. that gentleman has, my homie has not a problem. I don't have a problem. He wants to race, but he wants to race the way he wants to race, where it's going to be possibly in his favor. I'm not going to drive my car and possibly tear up a $40,000 or $50,000 car that I have money invested in because I want to show somebody something to prove something. I ain't got shit to prove. I'll prove everything I did on the last side of that.
You jumped your dumb butt and went out there on the street and went out there and damn near kicked yourself.
Well, but see, that's here's the situation. No, but here's the situation, dog. Here's the situation. Dog, 100 times over, without my condition, I'm a better driver than you, dog. And I said on that, but we'll never know, though.
I don't try to say who the better driver. You get in other lanes. Anything you drive. Hold up, slow down. Let me ask you a question, Jeremiah, hold up. This is just me and you talking to gentlemen, men and men, and we ain't screaming in it. Now, you say, okay, let me, just humor me for a minute. You say you're a better driver than me. What criteria are you using to tell me you're a better man, you're a better driver than me? What criteria are you using?
There is no criteria. I just know that I have a lot more heart than you. That's what it
okay.
is.
All right, slow down, kid. Y'all be quiet. If that's the case, I come up there Sunday and give you everything in racing and anything you drive.
Right.
Now let's see who the better driver now.
You said anything that I drive?
Anything.
I mean, I like that. I mean, because I'm not opposed to still getting on the motorcycle.
Anything.
I was on one not long ago. It felt
pretty good. Anything.
Okay, and I got everything in drag racing. I like that. Lock in, dog. Lock in. I like that. I got the backside of brake and the clip.
Yes. Quarter mile.
Okay.
Quarter mile. Who you going to send your money to? Somebody got to hold your money.
Hold on one second, dog. Let me call it quick.
He's going to qualify himself. He's a better driver than me. Boy, I can go to sleep and wake up and drive better than you, but I ain't trying to. I don't go up there and say I'm a better driver. Come on. He must have been smoking, man. He done got over the dog on the Madman stash.
Lord, how much.
Okay, dog. Unfortunately, the bike that I'm going to get is going to an event this weekend. So as soon as he come back, I can call you. You ain't got to come here. I'll come to you with that race. I'll come to you with that race. You got my word.
Kid, how did I know you were going to come up with an excuse, kid?
I
didn't bag up what I said.
Yeah, well, that's cool, dog.
Kid, how did I know you were going to come up with an excuse?
Hey, dog.
How did I know you were going to come up with an excuse?
You call. Hey, hold on, kid, before you left. Hold on, Flop. Hey, dog, you call looking for me, motherfucker. I ain't looking for you.
Nope.
So clearly,
I didn't. I didn't call looking for you.
Phone call. Hey, the phone call ain't go. Hey, dog, call my phone. Jim,
I did not call looking for you. I don't care. I don't care what.
Dog,
I did not call you.
That's all I'm saying.
I did not call you.
That's all I'm saying.
I didn't call you.
Hey, dog, all I'm saying is when I come around, dog, bow the fuck down. That's it.
Damn.
When I come around, just bow the fuck down, dog.
Excuse me, Mr. Barnes. Like
if you the godfather, motherfucker, I'm the godson. You an old-ass nigga, man. You don't want to
hey,
come in the microwave, dog.
If I had the air, I'm going to air toward the side of like a dog. But, Jeremiah, you can't say you got that condition and you're going to get on a motorcycle which accelerates faster than most cars. And then your head is actually in the wind with the helmet on.
Well, so, I would like to say
I had to mute him because he won't be quiet on this show. We're gonna have some filming. Hey, Flop. If you notice, I'm smarter than the average guy. I told Jeremiah on anything he drives, you don't drive a motorcycle.
That was my next statement.
Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So he was tricked anyway. I just wrote. Yeah. I had to get it out because he wouldn't stop talking. But he opened now.
get that point across.
Nah, I'm cool. That's a good point, but just remember, dog, I ain't chasing nobody. I mean, if Shawty want to race me, he going to race my car. It's just that simple. If you want to race, dog, if you want to get in that Grand National that you drive, be my guest. Come on up here to Chicago. I'm not driving my car. The person to drive the car going to drive it. And we can lock in. I don't have no problem with that.
Well, Vaughn's going to be in Steele, Alabama this weekend.
Right. So, again, yeah. I'm not going to be in Steele, Alabama this weekend, though.
Well, if you don't drive it, get the car down there then. Get the car down there. We can do it in Steele.
Okay,
So, dog.
Man, yet again, dog. Hold on 1 second. I've already.
No. I wasn't talking to you, Jerry. I'm sorry. I was like,
yeah, okay, my bad, Fly. Yeah, so already they're getting ready to leave. I was going to come down there with the car. So me having to drive by myself now, dog, I ain't going to do that. And then I'm not going to miss money on guaranteed money on Sunday to play around on, you know what I'm saying? Now, if you was here and he was here, dog, we could do it next Sunday. I don't have no issue. If you already was coming up here, I ain't going to stand you up as some other people have done and play with you. I'm going to put the money in somebody's hand and you're going to know we lost.
Okay, sir.
I ain't taking
Thank
no shots.
Sir.
I'm just being honest. You bring your Grand National
you,
up here, and I got to try you.
Thank you, sir.
Okay.
Much love
I'm
to you, man.
To get along
Appreciate
with
you.
Dog. Much love to you, baby. I believe
yep.
I'm a godson
yep.
now. Thank you. Thank
yep.
you, Godfather.
Yep.
I'm self-proclaimed godson.
Yeah, okay. Well, like I said, they're still working on my car, though. I just got excited. I was going to try you with three wheels. They're trying to get the four wheel put on it right now as we talk.
Yeah.
I got a little excited when they told me.
Wheels.
What? Huh? No. I had you on that, though. You don't drive a motorcycle. You ride it. I was going to use that gray area. That remember, Brother D always said, that's why I don't like him to be on my audience, because he always pick out the one thing that, you know, some people don't see, and then they think he's trying to be a smart butt, but, you know, I can argue with you. He can't argue. That's why I don't like him to sit in and argue with you, because he can't argue like I can.
Mm-hmm.
But that one word, remember he said one word can change the whole race? One word will change
the
whole race.
I had to lock you out on anything
you drive. Then you came with a motorcycle. I don't want my money because you don't drive a motorcycle. You ride it. You ain't never heard nobody say,
I'm going to tell you why you would have had a problem there. Because if I have an M license is a driver's license.
Let me help you out. An M is an M a license or an endorsement?
It's an endorsement, a motorcycle driver.
Oh, okay. It's an endorsement. I got an M on my license too.
Yeah, for morphodite. But listen, what I'm saying is this: you can't tell me nothing about
that's in the past now. That's in the past now.
Yeah,
next time, I'm gonna make sure I make sure I'm gonna let you know. I'm gonna specify everything.
Hey, well, dog,
I got
a question, dog. How long before your Grand National get ready?
It can get ready this week. I keep telling you this.
And get ready this week. If you want to, we can play next Sunday then, dog. We can play next Sunday or
Sunday,
play the Vaughn's race. The choice is up to you.
I won't be free next Sunday, sir.
Okay, what about for Vaughn's race? I believe Vaughn's race is September
hey,
the 2nd.
Hey. I'm booked every week somewhere, man. All right? Now, if you come down.
Okay.
What Vaughn's race going to be? Up there or down here?
Up here.
Yeah. That's 14 hours for me. I mean, I might not be working on Sunday, but I can't get off on Saturday night at 2 or 3 and then drive 14 hours to you, sir. I can't promise you that. But now, if push comes to shove,
it's
on
break through. This is what I'll do, dog. This is what I'll do. If you were to say that you would, I'm going to zell you $500 gas money to get up here. So you'll have your money. You'll have your gas money to get up here. I'm going to zell you $500 to get up here.
No, you have to cash app it to me. I ain't got Zelle.
Cash app, Zelle. If you want me to give it to Skin, I'll give it to Skin. It's skin can get it to you the best way.
I don't
want you
to get a skin. I don't even what skin you got? I don't even like skin.
Ah, okay. I'm just letting you know. You know what I'm saying? I'll give you 500. I'll give you 500 to come up here for Vaughn's race if you're free that weekend.
Oh, hold up. What week is Vaughn's race? What week is – you didn't say that about coming up to Vaughn's race now.
Labor Day weekend, Day weekend.
Labor Day
give me
weekend.
A date, man. I don't know about no dog. Give me a date, man. I don't know about no Labor Day.
The second, if I'm not mistaken.
Let me get
the second and third of September.
Hold on a minute. I know I can't do that then. When is the day before a race in September? Oh, that's October. Okay.
September 2nd and 3rd.
I'm already booked. Piedmont. I'll be at Piedmont. Biz got to race down there on the same day. Biz got to race the same day. But I'll be in Piedmont.
Yeah, you didn't answer, but I think it's on the 2nd.
Yeah, they got
it. September
2nd.
Meet in Holly Springs.
Yeah, we can do that. Well,
Is that a halfway point?
Yeah. Oh, well, okay. I'm just asking. Is that a halfway point or something? Let's see. Holly Springs.
How long
would
it take
you
to get to Holly, dog?
See, the only problem is right here. That weekend.
About them eight,
yeah.
Eight, nine.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
But that weekend is the weekend I'm celebrating my birthday. So I'm going to have my whole family out there. I'm paying a chef to come out there, all that.
I ain't going to not be there. You ain't having one birthday.
I think I'm lost on what you're saying right now, dog. What are you saying?
Well, you wasn't born but one time, so you ain't got but one birthday.
Okay, mm-hmm. So the day that we celebrate, the day of my birthday, that's on September the 8th, okay? So September the 2nd, everybody is coming to celebrate the day my mama pushed me without a pussy. Does that make it better?
I'm sorry to say I feel bad that you're a Virgo because mine is September the 13th. I hate
you.
Mm-hmm.
You a bad motherfucker. I didn't know you was a Virgo.
Yeah, he
dog.
A Virgo.
You a bad motherfucker, a dog. That's why you so bad, man. I get it now. Okay. I'm September the 8th, man. September the 8th, 1984.
September the 13th, 1951.
51? Mm-hmm. Yep, my mama came right behind you in 53.
Yeah,
damn, dog, you in your 70s, man. You don't even seem like it, man. You look good, boy.
71, coming up on 72 if I can make it that far.
72? Yeah. Oh, no, you don't make 71, it
71, 71, 71. I ain't 70.
You keep 71. You keep fucking all them young boys, you're going to get that, dog.
Mm-hmm.
One day at a time, my brother. One day at a time.
I heard that, doggy. Yeah. But no, yeah, like, I mean, you know, even if it's that Sunday, dog, I'll extend the same thing to you if you can't make that Saturday.
Like I said, yeah, but I don't like to go that far out. I don't like to go no more than 2 weeks out. So I got you, though, brother.
Okay.
I just keep that energy because I might.
No, hold
I
me.
Might,
yeah, hold me. Hold me. Yeah, hold
I
me.
Might
there,
say the
hell
to, I might say the hell to that because I've been wanting to show you that you ain't got no Grand National. I won't do it too.
I don't know what Deucey willing to do, but I'm willing to send you $500 gas money to get up here, and we're gonna go for $3,000 or better just to make it, you know, interesting for you.
Mm-hmm.
You talking my language now, because like I said, that Grand National is my car, but it's my boss man's pacer. He loved it. He might want to bet five or six or more.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's why I said we're gonna go. We can go
he
for loved, 3,000.
He
loved, you know,
he loved doing this shit. He loved doing this shit.
Yeah, he's just like a tree.
I don't care. I can do it all, baby. I do it all.
Yeah.
Ain't nothing you can do in racing I ain't did. I do it all,
bring
baby.
That back over here,
I ain't never been a virgin in racing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I'm sitting on my trans brake, waiting on my light to move.
On the motor,
on the motor,
on the motor.
Sitting on my trans brake, waiting on my light to move.
On the motor,
on the motor,
on the motor.
There I go, baby, and I'm in the groove.
On the motor,
on the motor,
mm-hmm.
On the motor. On the motor.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man.
On the motor. On the motor.
Mm-hmm. Attention.
I mean,
attention. That is all.
Oh, man. Y'all play too much.
I still got it, Eddie. Yeah.
Yes, sir, dog.
That's a nice sign, little thing. I mean, you ought to make that on the record and sell it. Man, that's a pretty good little sign there. I like that.
Yeah, it is. I ain't going to lie. Hey, he sung it at the truck side today.
Yeah, he told me that would make me do it. Yeah.
I heard was, on the motor, on the motor. Hey, Eddie got a nice voice, though, boy.
Yeah,
I had Jeremiah
and a couple of fellas and my grandbaby bagging me up. That was nice.
Right. Hey, Brother D.
Yeah, we got it.
Hey, Brother D. Oh, Brother D went when I need him. Brother D. Damn. What?
Switch your whole room over, man. It's crazy.
Jeremiah, Chuck just sent me something about you.
Okay.
I ain't gonna tell you what he said though.
Well, hopefully it wasn't horrible.
Yeah, it wasn't nice.
Yeah, well,
take that back. He said he's talking about Big Eddie.
Oh. This nigga dog crazy.
Yeah.
I love you, Chuck. I love you, Chuck.
He said it's Big Eddie. He said not Jeremiah, Big Eddie. Okay. I thought he was talking about you, Jeremiah. He said it's about Big Eddie, though.
What you say? It ain't nice.
It ain't nice. Chuck Nasty, man. Yeah. I saw him on the video, man. Chuck Nasty, man. Chuck talked about y'all like a dog. He don't give a dog on. He don't care. That dog on Chuck Ruff.
That's how I swear, if I lived there,
I'd have had to run Chuck if he was my buddy. That's why I run him. You know, he talked to me, but me and him buddies now, though. But I had to run him just because he talked nasty to me like he did.
We're going to get him, dog.
No, you ain't.
Yes, sir.
That,
I promise.
That mudbone I seen right there, if you run Chuck with mudbone that I seen, I'm calling the police because it's a robbery.
Well, you might as well dial 911 then because I'm going at him.
Hey, who was driving Mudbone? Leroy was driving?
Yes, sir.
Okay. That's the car y'all ran both of them with?
Yep. Yes, sir.
Lord, how much? Both has got to be the slowest man in America. That's Neil, also. I mean, you did go down the track, though, but, I mean, you didn't impress nothing. You were down the track, though. I'm gonna put it there. And it's a good
Not
thing
really
you went out of track, and you was at the track, so that's a good thing. I mean, you know, I ain't trying to hate on you, man. For being real, man.
It's the first time out since we shut it down last year.
Did you get automatic chip in it? Did you get automatic chip in it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. No, I'm just talking, Dre. Oh, Lord. Chuck, come on, Chuck. Snails look good by themselves. Come on, Chuck.
What's your...
Now, y'all got...
You got to run, Chuck,
so at least... So you stop. Mm. Anything might happen. He might get lucky and win, man.
Yeah, he might.
I bought it for a pair of shoes.
Hey, Chuck, I love you, Chuck.
With the background back there, bought some out of a pair of shoes. Put your phone on mute till you get them shoes. They probably
My bad, dog. My bad, dog.
Well, down along with Jeremiah over there talking to a woman. Oh, damn, where he don't like women.
You faggot motherfucker. Oh, that's what you like. You like them King Kong. You like them King Kong dicks in your throat. Okay, I get it. Was that like a gay call or something you did there, dog?
That's a middle call.
Hey, you know you niggas down in Georgia be asking people to blow in your eye and shit like that. That's be y'all call. Motherfucking know y'all is fast.
Man, I just got a text from my doggone. I can't tell y'all who I got a text from. I got to find out what I got to find out what he talking about. I can't call his name yet. I mean, he might be talking about Jeremiah. I don't know. Let me find out.
Man, you know, I ain't worried about none of these hoe-ass niggas.
Yeah, Jeremiah, I saw you sit on that golf cart getting that money, though, Jeremiah. You trying to get that money, wasn't you, Jeremiah?
You know what I'm saying? These niggas doing all that whispering shit, man. Niggas talked to all that shit, got my mama rubbing on his head and shit. Motherfucker ain't even racing.
Oh, man.
Sweet-ass niggas, sweet booty-ass niggas, man, talking that shit to me. Hey, dog, I told these niggas last year, I said, man, I'm finna go on the run on you motherfuckers, man, just hold tight. Oh, dog, they laughed at me, couldn't get my car off the line, carburetor kept pissing fire and shit, man. My boy came over there. He said, let me do a magic trick. Went back up there, hit it again. I said, fuck. He said, hold on, I know exactly what's going on. Man, that man went in that computer right quick. He say, I say, hey, Vaughn, do me a favor. He say, what? I say, man, dry hop that car off that trans brake right here. He said, no, man, we at the sideline. I say, Vaughn, can you dry hop the car off the sideline? Man, he did that shit. That motherfucker left. I say, get it to the line. Let's go. We ready.
Yeah. Well, if Vaughn didn't want to drive your car, that means I'm going to kill two birds with one stone because I want to do him anyway, too. I want to do him anyway.
Hey, Jeremiah, I'll drive your car, man. I'll drive Jeremiah.
Whoever that lady left,
this is what she can do.
Suck my dick and get my balls a lick.
Hey, dog.
Those
dick don't get hard. Yeah.
Suck my dick.
Did it. Suck my dick.
See, I can't curse. I can't curse today. I'm on my good behavior day today. I can't curse. So y'all better beat me while you can. But I play that song, bro.
Suck that little pink wormy thing you got. You call a dick, boy.
I mean,
finish. Yeah.
Mm. See, Jeremiah, you didn't realize that's what they call foreplay. That's what you do to make it stand up.
Whatever.
Mhm. Who's that woman you keep talking to?
All right.
I'll
call you
in a few hours. All right. Huh? You keep putting that woman on the phone, man. You don't want to hear her.
Hey, dog.
Sound like she ain't got no people.
Hey, dog. Just know that motherfucker right there better than anything you ever fucked in your life.
Hey, man. Don't bother me. Hey, dog. She a red bone better than anything you ever fucked in your life. My penis ain't got no conscience. All over the
place. I'm here. Yeah, dog, she better than anything you ever fucked in your life, nigga.
That mean you paying a lot of money for it, though, because I know she ain't doing it for free.
Hey, I ain't paid a slug for it. Do you hear me?
Put on the phone.
I'm here.
I don't need you now. He done bagged down now.
I don't need you now, skin. He done bagged down.
Oh, that bitch gonna bag down. I'll blow that bitch ass out. He know better.
Man, stop.
Damn. You said anything I get in, bitch, yesterday, pussy motherfucker.
Yeah, anything you get in, you right.
Well, get up there then, nigga. I don't give a fuck who drive your car.
Okay.
Get up there.
I like that.
Oh, man.
I like that.
Willie Dog tried to lock you in. You don't want
okay,
no smoke.
That ain't what Willie Dog tried to lock me into. Willie Dog tried to lock me into me driving the car. Now that you said what you said, lock your bitch ass in, nigga.
Man, anybody can get in your raggedy ass car, nigga. Well, fuck, who get in your car? Punk motherfucker. Willie Dog can tighter than
you just said Vaughn wasn't going to be there. You just said Vaughn wasn't going to be there.
Jeremiah.
You just said Vaughn wasn't going to be there.
He's not going to be here this Sunday, but next Sunday he will be here. That's all
man,
saying.
Motherfucker.
You
got
this
Sunday, nigga.
But when
Dog was asking you about you and Skin solving you all altercations,
we don't have
about.
An okay, so watch this.
No,
so
no, but I'm just saying. That's
okay,
what he was saying.
So let me say this, D.
Let me say this,
if you want to help that
right,
old
D.
fucker out. Let me say this, D.
No, you ain't got to help me
old fucker out. Check this out. D, the man said with me driving the car. Now, if I don't do nothing good, I listen good. He said with me, I said, man, you ain't going to see that. In the words of Skin, you wasting your time, right? He kept talking. Oh, well, who ain't trying to go? Now, Skin just came on the phone and said, you said you don't care whoever car I get, and I don't care who drive your car. Now you got my
I don't.
5 on $3,000.
I don't, but I didn't
now,
go get Willie Dog car.
You
Willie Dog is trying to say what he want to
well,
say with his car.
You whole ass niggas need to go in a fucking huddle and get y'all story together.
No, we don't got to go in shit because he go to huddle
go
right
a huddle
here.
And get y'all story
bitch,
together,
get on motor, bitch. I don't give a fuck who get in
no
your
shit,
car.
Bitch.
I'm going to take Kamala ass and
nigga,
put my thing in your ass, boy.
Get this dick in your mouth,
nah.
You rotten mouth,
you
bitch.
We can stop all that right now.
And I thought
yeah,
this was a family show.
You snag
I take this sip.
Will.
I take this sip and beat your ass.
Come on, bitch. You ain't going to do shit, bitch.
You faggot pussy
you
motherfucker.
Faggot fuck motherfucker.
Damn. You transgender fucking bitch.
Preacher boy.
So
here,
X-rated.
With your gay ass.
You look like a bitch preacher boy.
With your gay
ass.
Ass.
You ugly ass.
That's why all your hair fell out, bitch.
I don't give a
you
fuck.
Got
oh, fell. Man.
You fell out, bitch, because
you got fucked, bitch.
No, bitch.
You got fucked.
Bitch gave your STD in your mouth.
You might have ate some nasty pussy. That's why your hair fell out.
Bitch gave your STD in your mouth.
Lord, how much?
Hey, she might have put that pussy on your forehead, bitch.
Hey, you lost all your
and it went down in your eyebrows.
Hey, you lost
your
all
nasty
your
bitch.
Man, not the gravy juice.
The only way you got hair, the only place you got hair is
on
your
tongue,
pussy motherfucker. You got hair on your tongue, bitch.
Lord have mercy.
You dirty riding bitch driving car ass nigga.
All them motherfucking stabs in the bottom of your mouth, bitch. All your teeth stacked on top of each other. I bet you got 42 teeth in your mouth. I bet you got 42 teeth. You got the little ones and the big ones. You got the baby teeth and the full grown teeth, bitch. The baby ones behind the full grown. You dumb bitch. Your teeth didn't even fall out, bitch. Your big ones grew behind the little ones, bitch.
Lord have mercy.
Take a picture of your mouth right now. Take a picture of your mouth right now. Take a picture of your mouth right now, bitch.
I say shawty's in the house.
Your bottom teeth.
Shawty's in the house.
Take a picture of them bottom teeth.
Watch your mouth. Yuck mouth, bitch.
You fat, nasty, bitch.
You
one of them fat hoes. You one of them fat hoes. You fat, nasty, pregnant looking bitch.
Not the ho-ho. Not the ho-ho.
Hey, you fucked all the toothbrushes up, bitch. You fucked them up because you got too many teeth in the bottom of your goddamn mouth. Bitch, you told them teeth up. Every time you bite the bread, bitch, you look like a rat, bitch.
You
rat mouth, bitch. Hey, I bet you won't come up and let dog see them bottom teeth.
You
rat teeth, bitch. Bitch, you eat a lot of cheese. You eat a lot of cheese, boy.
Oh, man.
You eat a lot of motherfucking
cheese,
boy.
Not the cheddar cheese.
You eat a lot of cheese. You be fucking that cheese up. You know that cheese with the holes in it? You nasty bitch. You rat mouth bitch. You ain't nothing but a rat. Jumping on the rat trap, bitch. I ain't holding on shit, bitch. You nasty bitch. You
Hey, Skin, he said he got to put a red bone over there. Is she got an Allen apple? She got an Allen apple?
Man, please.
Oh, man, not
man,
the Allen apple.
Hey,
hold on,
you know
hold
she
on,
got
hold
that
on.
Thing in her
hey,
throat.
Shawty. All right, now, Shawty. Now,
yeah.
Be honest, man. Now, be honest. Don't let dog crack those dumb-ass jokes. Hey,
yeah,
dog.
Come on.
I fuck with some bad bitches, dog. I'm going to be very honest with you.
So what do you want me to be honest about? What are you talking about?
What you mean? No, 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 I'm just saying. I just want you to co-sign.
You just said be honest. About what? What do you want me to be honest about?
I want you to co-sign. Let dog know, like, dog.
Co-sign about what?
Bitches. I fuck with some bad bitches. I mean.
Hey, dog. I seen him with two bad bitches. The rest of them was transgenders.
Oh, man.
So, I mean, I told the truth now. Tell me when I lie.
Hey, but wait a minute. You know what?
I seen you with two bad bitches. And I don't know if they was your girlfriend.
You're right.
They might have been your friend, motherfucker.
Hold on. Because you finally told the truth. Now, dog, you tell the truth. He did see me with two bad bitches. And after that, he saw me with two transgenders. But I asked that motherfucker why we was both leaving out the same hotel room that night. That's all I'm asking.
So but you lying, though, because I ain't never been to a hotel. I take them to the crib or go to their crib. Bitch, I ain't been to a hotel since I ain't been out of town. The only time I've been at a hotel when I was out of town at the racetrack, you dumb bitch. The only time
Lord
I take a shower, man. Bitch, is when I'm out of town at the racetrack, bitch.
Wait, you say the only time you take a shower
pussy motherfucker.
At the racetrack.
Yeah, I take baths, punk motherfucker. I be at home, nigga, or at a bitch house in the motherfucking bubbles. Like you be blowing bubbles and shit in niggas' asses and shit, nigga.
Yeah, okay.
I'm blowing bubbles in the tub because they already in there. They blowing their goddamn self. Fuck, you thought I'm putting them on my body, nigga. I'm caressing my body, baby. You know what I'm talking about?
Hey, Skin, just leave the bubble blowing out of it. Leave the bubble blowing.
Yeah, but that nigga blowing too much. He farting and shit. But he's farting, though, man. You know what he's doing. He's farting and catching the bubbles. Man, did he tell you that, man? Did he tell you he fart and the bubbles come up and he catch
them? Yeah. No, his brother fart and they see who can catch
the
bubble.
Oh, yeah, his brother fart and he catch the bubble and bust it open and he smell it. You little nasty punk motherfucker. hey, the motherfucker smell me in the bubble, man. The smell be in the bubble. His brother go, boom. Couple bubbles pop up and he busting and smell it. Little nasty bitch.
Hey, man, he a nasty motherfucker.
Hey, you the one told me, man, that you just didn't tell us you was smelling it. But I know you was smelling it, motherfucker. Hey, man.
Yeah.
Have you ever found it in the tub and you can smell it? That was Jeremiah. Hey, man. Hey, man. You ain't ever found it in the tub when you were little and you smelled it. That was Jeremiah.
He was catching bubbles.
They ain't having no water, so him and his brothers, all his brothers in the bathtub together when they were little and they were farting and he was smelling it.
Little
nasty bitch.
We can't make this
up. You ain't no motherfucking champion because you won one race. Hey, well, why would a dog didn't give you bad a week?
I don't know. That's a good question.
He would have been bad a week,
then.
You
had two girls race. Why he ain't give you bad a week?
I did get bad a week. I just didn't get it from Willie Dog. You dumb bitch.
I got it from a motherfucker
who seen it. Willie Dog didn't see it, motherfucker. Willie Dog didn't know nothing about it. What the fuck is you talking about?
Well, I know about the first one. I know about one of them, dude. I know about one of them.
Oh, okay. Right, but that didn't make me no bad with one of them. You know what I'm saying? I had to do at least 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. You know what I'm talking about? You only knew about one of them. But guess what? You knew about Jeremiah winning. He didn't give him nothing. Fair enough. He ain't been doing shit.
Hey,
he begged the motherfucker to get in his car, which was Vaughn, so Vaughn wasn't racing no more. And Vaughn pulled the motherfucker ass out. He ain't did nothing.
315.
That bitch ain't
5893. Who was that? What 315 at?
I got my shit.
Huh?
You guys listening?
Okay. Put you back on mute then, sir.
Yeah, bitch. Back to you, Jeremiah. You punk bitch. What's up? Bitch, you talking about you a champion. This bitch been hollering you a champion since Saturday, man. This shit been playing out, Willie Dog. This ain't talking about you a goddamn champion because he went and whooped the goddamn Jitty Boom. Man, this man here, the man he whooped ain't never won a race. He won a race back in the 90s. Motherfucker ain't won a race since the 90s. Now, tell me I'm lying, Jeremiah, with your bitch ass. Who the fuck is
Willie
Dog?
Hey, Willie Dog. Willie Dawg, that man had all hey, listen, Willie Dawg, that man had all our race car side exit defenders and pair shoes.
Man, you hear this dumb
ass.
Hey, Willie Dawg, tell him to answer the question that I asked him. No, answer the question that I asked you, bitch.
I don't know about that man racing record.
No, you are a lying bitch.
Hey, Willie Dawg, Willie Dawg. Okay, I'm going to wait.
No, bitch, I want you to answer the question I asked you. When the last time you heard that nigga won a race, the nigga that you ran?
This man had side exit fenders in a fucking parachute. This nigga, he ain't race a nigga with a fucking striker plated Hellcat. Man, get the fuck out of here talking that shit to me, man.
Wait a minute.
Hold on, man.
Don't do that. Now, why would you say that man shit striker plated? Now, you know when I see y'all at the track, I'm going to tell him what you said.
I give a fuck.
I'm gonna tell that white man what you said.
Do you think I give a
He gonna check your file, bitch.
You
know what you be doing. He gonna check your file now, little white man. The little white man check your
file. Then he gonna turn around. Hey, then he gonna turn around and race the motherfucking Malibu to be on 24s with him on motor. Man, get your stupid ass out of here, man.
What's wrong with that?
So, bitch, you glorifying some shit that don't even make sense.
I race your bitch ass, and you ain't never had no 24s on. Get your bitch ass on motor. I race you. Now, what's up? You ain't never had no 24s on. I race your bitch ass.
And guess what, Shawty? My car costs too much to be playing with you on the motor.
Man, get your whole ass out. You don't even race the shit, nigga. You bet $200.
It don't matter what.
You got $200 in the pocket.
You
talking about what the car costs, but you gonna tear it up for $200. Get your whole ass out of here.
Motherfucker's car, nigga.
Yeah, and guess what? I got a bag in mine. It's mine.
Man, you ain't got no bag in that motherfucker.
Yes, I did.
$67 a month for that bitch. Shut up, dumb.
So what?
We are not the same.
I had to pay. Hey,
man.
I had to put the beds on.
Man, stop playing. Hey, Shawty. I paid twice your car note just to get to the fucking track, man. Don't talk that shit to me, man.
I know.
So
I know you do. I know you do. But you don't race for nothing, though.
You don't bet twice as much.
But you bet twice as much as my car note.
Hey, man. That's cool, too.
Bitch, you ain't got no confidence in that weak motherfucker.
That's cool. I bet I had confidence in that bitch Saturday.
Ooh. You a damn lie, man. You bet $200, man. Stop fronting, man. Oops, correction. $225. I forgot you put a 25 extra. No, you bet $225. You bet $225.
Hey, wait.
This nigga wants some free money with it, dog. He ain't bet $500 on his car, but he want to get a free $500 from me or what another nigga say.
Okay.
Bet $500, you didn't bet more than $500, and you ain't bet more than
$200. Bet $500. I didn't bet more than $200 is what you said.
Bet $500 that you didn't bet more than $200 in the pot.
Oh, bet. It's locked on my end.
Now, who you want to be the DP man, bitch?
You can make Willie Dawg the DP, man.
Well, he can be the DP, man.
You said that $500 that you didn't bet more than $200 in the pot. $200 or more in the pot is what you said, right?
Yeah, he can be the DP, man. Yes.
Okay.
That's a bet. That's a lock on my end.
It's a lock on my end.
Okay, now what? Now how you going to prove it?
Hold on 1 second. I'll show you how we going to prove it.
No. You got to tell me how you going to prove. How you going to prove?
I'm going to let you call Vaughn.
That ain't no motherfucking proof. Who the fuck is Vaughn?
What you mean?
He ain't the DP man. Willie Dawg here.
Okay. So
Ask Willie Dawg to tell me who wins the bet. I want you to prove it to.
So Willie Dawg. The person who dispersed the money should be able to tell you what he dispersed.
Okay, ask him that then.
Okay,
why don't you ask him
that
then?
Hey, Willie Dawg, go ahead.
That's the DP, man. What are you talking about?
Oh, where you at?
Willie Dawg. Hey, Willie Dawg.
I hear you.
How you going to know that he bet more than 200? How you going to know that?
Willie Dawg, can you please call Vaughn, man? Please. I'm going to stay the fuck out of him.
Willie Dawg, how you going to know that he bet more than 200?
That's right.
The man that dispersed the money.
I'm asking him a question.
Hey, Jeremiah, I don't even want your 500, bitch. You can't even win that bet, you dumb, stupid bitch. You can't even win that bet with your dumb ass. How you going to win that bet? How you going to prove it? Tell me how to fuck with it.
Can't prove it.
You can't prove it, man. You can't prove it. You got more than $200, you dumb ass nigga.
Yeah, okay.
No, you can't.
Oh, you know what? My bad. Hey, Shawty, hold on.
Oh, stupid ass. Get your dumb ass out of here, nigga. Man, this man here, he gonna
hold
go through
on.
All the stocks. Go ahead, go through all the stocks. Yeah,
well, I gotta go through all the
stocks,
though, bitch. I ain't gotta
okay,
go
come on. What you gonna come up with now?
I just told you.
Now, Jim, you know how you had a chance to win that bet? If you would have said, if we gonna go by what Vaughn say, I said we going by what Willie Dog say, you dumb bitch.
Fuck you and fuck Willie Dog.
Now, how do Willie Dog know that you betted over $200? I need to know that.
Yeah, well,
I want him to
know.
Tell me.
Well, he gonna
you
know
can't win,
mother.
You
hey,
stupid
hey,
ass
he
nigga.
Hey,
I told you, you dumb. You act like you're smart. You're dumb, boy.
Man,
I don't even want your money. I know you a whole
man,
ass nigga.
No, bitch. You know that money was bet, bitch. Now you said
well, bitch, what he paid then, pussy motherfucker.
Man,
he paid. I'm looking to
bitch.
Fuck somebody up, bitch. That's
you
why I bet you that 500. Pussy motherfucker.
Bitch, you scary motherfucker. You ain't
gonna. Bitch, I bet you don't get a dime, bitch.
You fake ass nigga. Oh.
Look at him, man.
With your pussy.
Man, hey, brother.
No, you
man.
Ain't betting shit.
Please don't.
Whole ass nigga, you ain't betting shit. You ain't betting shit, whole ass nigga.
Hey, well, why
bitch, you had 175 in the pot, bitch. You had 175 in the pot. No, you had 180 in the pot. And you bought two lemonades from your mama for me. You bought me two lemonades from your mama. You only got 180 out the shit.
Let's bet off with Vaughn. That's what I thought. You better keep cracking jokes, bitch, because you was going to be hurt. Your feelings was going to be hurt.
Tell me how I'm going to be hurt. Because
you about to lose 500.
I bet you I ain't. How you going to get it? Who going to take it from me?
Anybody gonna take it from you? I ain't gonna let them.
Well, how they gonna get it then?
You.
I ain't gonna willingly give it to
you. You gotta listen to what he said, Jeremiah.
With your bitch ass, nigga. You're the one lost.
Dude.
I don't even want
dude.
Your money, whole ass
dude.
Nigga.
Dude. With dog, having to call the race. I mean,
hey,
dog gotta tell me. He gotta dude. Tell me
cool,
that
man.
You bet it more than 200, and I won't know
hey,
how dog
hey,
can
dude.
Do that. I still wanna know.
And I can't do it. And I can't do it. So that means King gonna win.
Because you, I asked you who was going to be the DP man.
You
could have said Vaughn. I would have said no, dog. This dumbass
yeah.
nigga said Willie Dog could be the DP man. I said, okay. Hey, look, dog. I knew that I was going to get a dime from him. That's why I said, okay. I ain't even want you to say nothing, dog. That's why I said, no, dog, DP man, dog, you the DP man. I said, man, I ain't even asked you did you want to be the DP man, dog. I just forced you into being it. Just to show this dumb ass bitch he don't know his ass from a hole in the ground. Go stupid ass out of here. Dumb ass boy, you can't. Now call Vaughn. Who the fuck is Vaughn? Pussy motherfucker. Vaughn, it got nothing to do with my motherfucking money. Who the fuck is Vaughn if we lock the race in with Willie Dawg? What the fuck do Vaughn got to do with it? Dumb bitch. We ain't said nothing about we going to go by what Vaughn said.
Okay,
with your stupid ass.
Okay, Shawty.
You're a dumb motherfucker, boy. I told
you're right,
you, dog.
You're right.
You're a stupid motherfucker. You know goddamn well if I'm a bet your bitch ass, I'm definitely going to put my money up. Bitch, I ain't going to let you pull that bullshit on me, you punk bitch motherfucker. You just
oh,
like
man,
Drake,
that'd be
bitch.
Disrespectful.
You want to play with it. You think you always right and want to play with a motherfucker money. The same shit they said about Drake. Now, I don't know how true it is. But Willie Dawg set me straight. He said they twins. So I ain't think he can lock in with two people, but he... Willie Dawg set me straight. So I ain't meaning to bash Dre's name, but I asked Willie Dawg. I tried to get set the record straight. I said, Willie Dawg, hold on. Who did you lock in with? He said both of them, they twins. I couldn't say nothing.
They twins.
I couldn't say shit. But if he would have said Bush now, I would have said, well, what the fuck do Dre got to do with it? And if he would have said Dre, I'd have said, well, what the fuck do Bushnell got to do with it? Man, he said
right.
both of them wasn't shit I could say. Wasn't a motherfucking
yep.
thing I could say.
He's
I've never heard
you know,
that before.
You
had
heard the show, you heard heard the, show the other day. Soon as they were talking about locking in again, soon as Bushnell said something, first thing he got, would you say Dre? And and there they go. They both talk at the same time and do the same thing.
Oh, man.
Hey, dog, when you said that one shit, I could say, I was trying to go against you. I'm trying to go against you.
You looking for that loophole.
I tried to find the loophole. I couldn't find the bitch. But guess what? I bet I got one on Jerry. Yes, now. The bitch lost the bet. Bitch, I don't want your father, bitch, because I eat in your stomach, bitch, and make you cough up blood, bitch.
He's all
pussy
done.
Pussy faggot punk motherfucker with your bitch ass.
No.
But I ain't going to put Willie Dog in that. I ain't gonna even get hand Willie Dog the money. I don't even want to do that. Bitch, you can't win, pussy motherfucker. Trying to gamble with me, bitch ass nigga. That's what I do. Bitch, you do scams, pussy motherfucker. I can't beat you in that. Can't beat me in no motherfucking gamble, dumb ass boy. You can't do nothing but beat me down the track if we lock in a ring. You're not gonna outthink me, and you're not gonna trick me. They gonna treat me, you dumb, stupid, fat, nasty, bald head, nasty, toe having bitch, your rusty feet, bitch. You got all that pretty under your toes, your nasty, black toenail having bitch. Fuck, you gonna treat me in a fucking gamble, you dumb ass boy. Fuck is wrong. You can't go around the world.
I'm gonna give anybody $100 they can find anybody in the world that cuffs more skin.
The bitch ass nigga can't do nothing but beat me. He can't trick me. He got to beat me to the finish line. Puss ass nigga, you ain't gonna trick me with no words. You're stupid. Dumb ass boy, you ain't go to college long enough. Punk ass nigga. You can't go to no motherfucking Harvard University to fuck me up, bitch. You got to go to the world's greatest gamblers class, motherfucker. Fuck is wrong with you, you stupid ass boy.
You're so disrespectful.
Man, that bitch ass nigga stupid, man. I done showed this nigga time and time again, kid. You can't beat me in no talking. You ain't gonna outbeat me in no goddamn bet. I done showed that shit to the man a million times. This dumb ass nigga shit on you, man. Stupid ass.
I thought he wanted to look like Beyonce, not Lamont.
Yeah, this dumb ass bitch. First, he want to look like Beyonce. Now the bitch want to look like Lamont. But his hair won't grow. Hey, man, his hair won't grow.
He got what he got? Alopecia?
That's what he claimed
he
got. He lying, man. He was taking them motherfucking hormone. Follow that man kid.
See, he got on the show, and he said he wanted to look like a girl. He wanted to look like the rapper girl, whatever her name is. You know, the one Lil Will go with. I mean, the rapper boy go with.
Jay-Z?
Yeah, he wanted
Beyonce.
Yeah, he wanted to be Beyonce. So he read up on these hormone pills. He went to taking the pills the wrong way. They say hair disappear first. He thought titties come first. And when his titties didn't come in, his hair disappeared. He got mad at somebody who got hollow peaches.
Man, you tell half the truth, man. The man came to the track of Willie Dog. He didn't know. He started having spots in his head. That bitch had a hat on. He took his hat off. I said, bitch, what's wrong with you? I thought the bitch had titties. He said, sorry, no, for real. I don't know what happened, man. I got to go to the doctor. Man, one day I was just brushing my hair, and it just came in the brush. I said, God damn, bitch, you fucked up. Oh, no. Oh, man. He had a beard and everything, Willie Dawg. The man had a beard and everything. He started getting spots in that shit like he had an O-ring. I mean, what you call that shit, a wingworm? That bitch looked like he had about 45 wingworms in his motherfucking head. I said, look at this bitch.
And he do pick up bad women, too, though. He do pick up bad women because he picked up Cindy Starks.
Hey, Google her. He's going to say transgender. Look up Cindy Starks. Shit.
She almost looks like a woman now. As soon as you hear her talk, you know that's a goddamn man. Her voice didn't even go all the way like the woman's. This motherfucker, Jeremiah, talking about that ain't no motherfucking man. He went in there, put her in the car with him. Now, I don't know what happened when they got in the car. Now, I ain't going to lie on the nigga. But he sure had her in that car. Mm-hmm. He had a he-him.
He went through blocks with him, bitch.
Man, I don't know how many blocks they went. They could have went 65 blocks. The lie he told, he put her out. I don't believe him. He didn't say how far he went. You know? He just said, you know, he pulled off. But he claimed now. I didn't even go nowhere. Mm. Soon as I was going to pull off.
Somebody got a two line. Jeremiah was already on the try to get back on. Jeremiah was on the try to get back
on. That motherfucker's going to come back and change the story after he got exposed. No, what I said was, soon as she got in the car, my brother called me, and that's when I put her out. You a lying bitch, nigga. You put her out a couple blocks away.
Wait a minute, Skin. Put her out or put him out?
Jeremiah scared to death, man. I'll kill that bitch. That bitch don't want none of me. I'll murder that motherfucker.
Hey,
Ted,
let me ask you a question. You really
going to
run Jeremiah if he get on motor?
Yeah, because I know the bitch scared. I got to try him. Fuck him. I tried that other motherfucker, that Malibu. And they say he quicker than that Malibu. I don't believe he's quicker than that Malibu.
Where's Jerry at? I
want to
ask. Well, I think
man, Jerry a hoe. You know where he at. Falling up behind a transgender. You know what he doing. Smelling their booty. He trying to see if they in heat.
Hey, Ken, but he ain't got them but a second dime.
Hey, he trying to see if they in heat.
Heat?
You know how them dogs be falling behind them other dogs smelling up their ass? That's what he do with the
trail. Hey, yo, why the hell everybody else that old dog show?
Uh-oh.
They listening to me. They might have hung it up. You got the kids in the background.
We hung up.
They gonna hang out.
We hear you. We hear you. We ain't hanging you up yet.
Oh.
I'm going on mute. All right, Skin. Go back to Jerry's ass. Go back to Jerry's ass.
Man, where that bitch at? I want some competition. I want this bitch to come off mute. Come off mute, bitch. He mad because I just tricked her. Hey, that bitch thirsty as a mountain lion, Willie Dog. You know, I do this to him like every so often. And then he get mad and he get off the phone for a couple of days. Then he come back. Yeah, bitch, I had to, you know, I had to recover, man. Because I needed that 500. Bitch, I ain't going to give you a dime, bitch. You know I ain't going to give you nothing. Bitch, you done lost every time. Bitch, I should be getting paid. But he tried to bet Willie Dog, he don't really want no DP man. Because he the automatic winner. It's whatever he say. Man, that nigga dumb as hell, man. He don't get his ass fucked up. But he know who to bet, though. He bets me. He fucking around with me. I'm hip to him. I done got his ass back about 10 times, Willie Dog. I bet the bitch to say, bitch, get paid. I get him every time. So trust me, Willie Dog. I wasn't including you for you to be like, he's like, you owe me the money. I know how to get the bitch. I ain't gonna put you in no situation. Yep. Tell the bitch to get it from me. I don't give you a dime. Pussy motherfucker. you a big girly bitch.
That sounds like Lil Will and Dye. That sounds like Lil Will and Dye.
Yeah, that bitch know I don't give him shit. I don't need that bitch I wanted to cry with.
Now we lock in the race.
That's something different. Now I lock in the race.
Mm-hmm.
All that old, every time I bet him, I be the winner of the bet, but he not going to listen. The first thing he'll say, Willie Dog, is you sucking dick. But he picked the DP man. I didn't pick
him.
He picked you, Willie Dog. And then he ain't gonna like what you say. So I just left it alone, said Jeremiah.
I don't want nothing from you. You damn sure ain't going to get nothing from me. But I know you can't win the bet. Because I would like to see how Willie Dog going to tell me I lost that bet. And he don't even know.
Hey, Skin. And Willie Dog better watch it because Jeremiah been having eyes on him since Memphis.
Hey, I might lock it, man.
I'm gonna let you know now. He ain't got a sack of dimes down there.
What do you got,
Hey, Skin, see Jeremiah next week. He might have an afro.
It's gonna be a wig.
Hey. The bitch had a wig on in the school with the little kids. Talking about he was playing with the little kids. I said, man, you better stop that shit, Jeremiah. You're going to get in trouble now. Hey, you notice what he done? Now, I don't know how long y'all been on the show. But you know that Jeremiah probably was on there all the time until I got on there. Tore his ass up.
He was. Yeah, he was on there before you got on there. But anyway.
That's what I understand. Why is he going now, though?
Well, we can all go in a minute.
Why he going now?
I don't got anything else. We all finna go. I'm finna go there
now
and try to get my that part put on my car. I gotta get that part put on my car.
Uh oh. Are you finna go work on the car?
I've already been doing this, King.
Oh, we're still gonna work on the car, man. We ain't
Hey, look at this. You know they eased me in on you know, we was listening on it, what you call them. When you say I shut you down when you was talking when Taylor went to Jamie was talking. I was telling you to leave him alone, let him all. I wasn't talking about Jamie and Tate. I was talking about them boys. Jamie was always about their motives and all that stuff. Tate, him and Tate just.
Oh, yeah, but I wasn't talking to them. I was talking to Tate. I said, Tate, would you leave that man alone? He don't want
to. But see, if you're talking to Tate, that was going to stop him. That was going to stop them from talking, them other guys from talking. That's why I just told you to leave him alone, let him. And then, because, you know, Jamie was every time he was every way, and vice versa. That's what I was talking about. Because I wanted to hear about all them secret deals getting out there now.
Now, and I get it, but let me ask you this, though, Willie Dog. Was you on the day? Was you on the day? Wednesday?
Well, I was on. I didn't supposed to be on,
okay.
But I was.
That's
yeah.
What I was trying to prevent, man. That's what I'm trying to prevent. Because for some reason, I don't know who right or wrong, meaning I don't know why is everybody getting into it with Tate. He don't got into it with Leon. He don't got it to Zane. He done got all of them. I'm trying to stop it. That's all I'm trying to do. You don't need to
don't
get into a trigger, man. What do you need to get into a trigger, man, for? You see what I'm
I
saying?
I don't know.
That's why I said that. I don't want them not getting into it physically, but the going to the crooked neck this and mamas and all that shit, man. They ain't have to do that. I thought they was talking about motors. I wanted to hear what you was hearing with the 5 inches and the 5'3" and they making them like
right.
That. I want to hear that same shit.
That's why I told you don't see. But see, if you had kept talking to Tate and then Tate talking to you, then we couldn't hear them other guys. So let him and Jamie was
no. I get
it.
But the other guys can't say nothing when Tate and Jamie talking. Tate and Jamie.
Yeah.
Jamie wasn't even trying to talk to Tate.
But they still was talking to the other guys too, though.
No, Willie Dog. Let me tell you what it was. Trigger Man was talking to the other guys. He was ignoring Tate.
That's
the man
my point.
Was ignoring
that's
Tate.
Why I told you. That's what I know. That's what I. That's
oh,
my
okay.
Point.
Okay.
See,
yeah,
but
Tate
said he
was sugar. I'm telling Tate, leave the shit alone.
Yeah. 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 All right.
Hold on.
Well, we got it. We'll see y'all. Not tomorrow. Hell no. The hell with y'all. Anyway, if y'all ain't doing that, Piedmont, Steel, Alabama.
He says the hell.
Reynolds, Alabama, all over the world. Hey, man. Man. Hey, man, go when I need
him. Man, somewhere smoking weed. No.
Oh, okay. All right. See y'all when we see y'all. Good night. Thank y'all for coming on.